Eagle in the Morning with Petch and Amy. And it's hard as a dad when you've got a daughter because you want to just go right in there and just protect her in every single corner. And I've already been told that I need to back off a little bit at home. I can't fight any of her battles for her. She's got to stand on her own 2 feet and
it's
stuff.
It's true, though. You got to let her stick up for herself.
But it's hard, though, because it's dad and it's little girl business and stuff. It doesn't just one of those. But there's this guy in Illinois, and he tried to run over a group of kids outside a school, believing that they bullied his daughter. There's actually footage out there showing this guy driving a four-wheeler on the grass, chasing kids outside this school. Police say that the 56-year-old took the matter into his own hands after she came home saying she'd been bullied. And there's a video out there, and that was recorded by a teenager who said the man was just going after everybody. The cops arrested him, and then basically now they charging him with an aggravated assault with a vehicle and assault with a deadly weapon. They've set his bail at $200,000.
Have you ever seen the documentary Bully?
No.
I watched it. It's sad as hell. And it's this kid. It's multiple kids all over the country who are getting bullied, and how their parents handle it and how schools don't do anything about it.
Yeah.
And at some point, because it goes both ways. Kids pick on other kids. That's how it goes.
Yep.
But it's also... And growing up, I never bullied anybody.
Okay.
I didn't care. I didn't do it. But I also didn't get picked on either.
You were just there.
Yeah. I think my school maybe had 300 kids in my class.
Okay.
So it wasn't like it was a huge school or anything. Mm-hmm. We all kind of knew each other. And there were cliques. Like, you were friends with who you were friends with. But I don't remember anybody getting bullied. And you see it now, and it doesn't where it... And it doesn't just happen in school. Now it doesn't end because it comes home with them. It's all over social media.
Yeah.
And talking to your daughter, your daughter's 11 years old. And because I ask her questions about stuff I don't get. I see her on Instagram. There's one, To Be Rude.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they do a hashtag TBR. And they want you to say rude things to them so they can say rude things back to you. When why you just leave each other the hell alone?
I stopped that little avenue of pleasure. Because I don't understand just that whole being mean to each other. Like,
yeah,
what's the point?
It's a fine line between being normal kid stuff, because it happens in circles of friends. There's, I would say more so, guys pick on each other, but it's more in a fun way. Girls are mean.
Oh, yeah.
Girls
are just rotten.
Yeah. Yeah. Girls are mean to each other.
But they're mean as they get older as well.
That doesn't stop. Girl-on-girl crime does not stop. There's an entire movie, Mean Girls, based on it. And it's true. But it doesn't just happen in school anymore. And I think that's where the difference is that you could, when I was growing up, you could go to school, and if things weren't you came home and it was done. Now it's all over social media. You can't get away from it.
Yeah, you wouldn't have to worry about it till like the next morning.
Yeah.
When
so
you're going back
where
again.
Where do you draw the line? Where do you say if you're a parent and your kids maybe not getting along with some other kids at school? At what point is it defined as bullying? Because I think people throw that term bully around way too much. Not everybody. I'm allowed to say to you, Petch, I don't like you.
Yeah.
That's not being bullied. That's not me bullying you.
That's an opinion.
That's an opinion. That's how, and I'm allowed to feel like that.
Mm-hmm.
But what I can't do is make fun of your accent all the time.
Check.
I called you hefty yesterday.
Check.
I'm a bully. I'm a grown-up bully.
I think I'll go and see the boss. get the email of the HR guy.
Yeah. Yeah, our boss is the one to talk to about HR.
Yeah. But it is interesting. And I know that when they... and I know for where my daughter goes, where they brought in the school uniform policy, I think that kind of helps a little bit with bullying because kids bully each other about their clothing and stuff. And the only reason I mention that, and they've got some thing going around again on it online at the moment, they've got some change campaign where they're encouraging all the kids who don't want to wear school uniform to sign up for this thing. And I tried to explain to her, it doesn't matter. You could have 2,000 kids say no uniforms, but at the end of the day, they don't make that decision. And the more that actually jump on that bandwagon and say no, that makes the people in charge say yes for kids.
And what does it matter?
Well, I think the thing is that if you're part of a family that has really like good means, and you're you're wearing all this super fancy branded clothing, and then you've got someone, another family, but who's not. They do pick on them for labels and stuff.
Oh, I know that. Kids get jumped over Jordans. Yeah. I know that. That's what I'm saying. Why does it matter if they're wearing? They should wear uniforms. Kids don't buy. You don't let kids make the rules. Mm-hmm. You're 10 years old. You don't support the household. You don't buy anything. Exactly. Shut up and do what I tell you. My mom used to tell me when I was a kid, yours is not to reason why. Yours is just to do or die. And I'm angry.
Wow. I used to get the same thing. Same thing.
Granted, I'm a very angry adult, and that's probably why.
But it's true, though. And I used to get the same thing. You don't like it? Shut up.
Yeah, kids don't have opinions. My grandma said kids are to be seen and not heard. Uh-huh. Shut up and sit down. You don't support yourself. You don't support the household. Do it. Until you're 18 and you can get out, do what I'm telling you to do.
I've just had that same conversation in my house over the last few days. I got told that I shouldn't be going in this person's room. I need privacy. That's not for you. Do you know what? Why I pay the mortgage?
Yeah, you want to pay rent? I'll give you a lock and key. You can pay me.
It's going to cost you X amount every week. It's just crazy.
I'll switch with her for a week. She can have the penthouse. She can pay those bills and I'll move in. That room will be spotless.
And you'll be less trouble. Yeah. All right.